We're up to Daf Mem Hei Amar Al. We'll start from Mem Dal Amud Bey's last four words. If it wasn't Shavus in the Aver Mechitzas, Erev Shavus, you say that it's not going to be Koina. We learned Rav Lezer says two Amos, you can go back in, three can't get in. So you see that it is Mavla. Maybe going according to Rav Lezer goes according to the season and says he's in the middle. And four Amos, the Chum gave him, is like as if it's Mivla in the 2,000 Amos. And he says he can go in. So one says, see, Tchumen, I've lost Tchumen or something. So Rabbi Rechon said to Abaye, you ask the Kasha of Lezer. Says, the Chum argue with him. I says, yeah, because I heard from him. Because up to here, the Chum don't argue with Lezer on the Dvar HaShus. When he does it for a Dvar HaShus, but a Dvar Mitzvah, maybe he's Moida to the Chacham. Chal HaYoitz and Lahatzel go back to their place. Even more, said in Reish, only 2,000 Amos anymore. So we just said, Nemirav, they go back, with they bring back their weapons to their place. What's the Kasha? Maybe it comes to be Matzel, it's different. The Kasha is as follows. Said in the beginning they wouldn't move there the whole entire day. Rav Gamliel Zuck was Masakana, they have 2,000 Amos to every direction. Not only these, and even a nurse that comes to help give birth, or comes to save from the army, or from the river, or from a crumbling building, or from a fire, they have this din, like the people that sitting, they have 2,000 amps to every direction. Once there's not anymore, we said, whoever goes out to be matzal goes back to this place even more. So we do what I've said, they could go back, with the, bring back the clay zion to this place. As we learned, in the beginning they would leave the clay zion in a house that's close to the wall. One time, enemies recognized them, they ran after them, and they went to take their weapons, and the enemies came after them, and they pushed each other and killed each other more than what the enemies killed them. And that time they were masakin that they bring back the weapons to this place. Nachmi says it's now kasha. Here when the Jews win, the Goyim. Here's when the Goyim win, says himself, or means the Jews. If you said the name of Rav Goyim, that laid siege on the cities, the Jews don't go out of them with their weapons, and then Amchal Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Taka Goyim that laid siege, when is this? Dafka, when they're coming for money. But they're coming for killing people, then you go out with the weapons because of Pekuach Nefesh. And the city that's close to the border, even if they came just for money or even straw, you go out and never fight them. In Chal Shabbos. So, Yisrael Yom said, name of Nachman, Bava is like a city that's close to the river's edge. And we explained that Nado is a city like Nado. That was the city that was very close to the water's edge where the Goyim lived, and the Jews lived right there. Of the story of Dashan and Mavir, it says in the Pasuk, "Gidah David hinei plishtim l'chom bekila," and they were attacking the silos. So Kila was close to the village, to the border, and they didn't come only because of straw. It says Hashem Shesu Sakron. It says Yishu Dovah Shem Leimah Eloch Yikesu Plishtim. I go kill him. Hashem said, "Dovah Lech Yikesu Plishtim, and you'll save us, Kila." What's his question? Is he asking if it's Motanat Ishurganter? There's no Shmur Masi, still there. Or he asked if he's going to be Matzliach. Rai Yisuk says Lech Yikesu Plishtim, and Vashati will save us, Kila Shmarmana. Someone was sitting on the road and he got up and saw that he's close to the city, but didn't have that in mind when he sat there for Erev Shabbos. Since his kolam is not that way, he can't go in. That's a Bereishita. Rav Yehuda says, you can go in. Rav Yehuda said, there's a story, and Nechutaf went in, even though he didn't have kavana. Rav Yehuda said, the Ma'aseh Tav that was going on the road, and it turned dark, and he slept outside the city. In the morning, he saw the shepherd saw him and said, Rebbe, the city's right before you go in, and sit, went in, and he sat in his manish. And Dash the whole day said, Esther's arrived from there. Maybe in his mind, he had in mind that if he gets close to the city, he'll go there. He just didn't know. Or the Bismedish has moved into this tomb. Mishnah says someone sleeping on the road, they didn't know that it turned dark. He has 2,000 amps every direction. Nurishita Chum says only 4 amps. Lez says, and he's in the middle, two each way. If he says whichever direction he wants, with his mind that if he chose, he can't switch. If two of his arms were inside this guy's and two of his arms were inside this one, he brings them and he eats in the middle. Now we're up to Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Mishnah. As long as each one should not take out from his own to his friend's portion. There are three, and the middle one is mixed in between the two of them. He's mutter with them, and they're mutter with him. And the two outer ones are also one another. Shimon said about similar to the three chatzeres that are open to one another, and they're open to Rishus Ram. If the two outer ones made an error with the middle ones, she is mutter with them, and they're mutter with him. And the two outer ones are also one another. Rav asked the question, what's the Bechon that we hold? Those old chefs have this kind of shvis, so they should argue with Kalim, and who I wisely argue with a person. That even the person, that even though he could say since he's up, he would be kind of sleeping, he's also kind of kavashim, and he's not kind of. Or maybe Rabbi Echim Nur holds really chefs is not kind of shvisa. Here the reason is because when he's up, he's kind of, when he's sleeping, he's also kind of. So basically, Tashmag, rains that came down every Yontav, they have 2,000 arms in every direction. Yontav is like a regular kalad. Now, if you're going to say Vishleim, Rabbi Echim Nur holds chefs have kind of shvisa, it's going according to Rabbi Echim. But if you say, Chefsa Hefker is not kind of Shvisa, who's going to? Not Rabbi Echim, not Rabbanah. So Abaye said this Gemara, Rav Safa said to Abaye, maybe you speak about rains that are close to the city. And the people of that city have das on it. So he said, there's no shahabim, because it says, a void of a yachid is karagla yachid. And of that city is like karagla yisair. And the oil of Bovel is karagla mamal. And we went in the Brisa, Boshe Shvat, that's 2,000 dollars, every direction is a kasha, one or the other. Ravash Mamna, one is Bechanuri in his coin, Hefza, Hefka is coin, and she's sitting on this Lukachavim. Then it goes by Bosser, the one who collects it. So he came to from Rav Yisrael, said, welcome, Rav Safra. And this is what he answered. He said, why don't you say, Megufa? If you're going to say Gishama Subuchel Irskin, then why does it have 2,000 dollars called Ruch? It should be like the one that filled the Ansha Isa'ir. Elamai, it's not like the people of that city. Tana said, the Yontav is like a Raglakal of them, every person. Why is it not Koine Shvisa in the Atlantic Ocean? It's not like a Bezos, because as I said, the Kalarim Kula gets their stuff from the Atlantic Ocean. So if it says that here, it's speaking about clouds that were ready to recruit Erev Yontav. So maybe these left and others came. So it has a similar name. Or it's a Safi Dirabona and Safi Dirabona Yomekel. So it said, let me call in Shvisa in the clouds. So here we see the Ain Tchun Amal Masara. Because with the Tchun Amal Masara, should be calling Shvisa in the clouds. So it says, Lailam, I'll tell you, there is Tchun. And the water in the clouds is Balua. So the Gemara is going to say, the Maya said, that would be, we'll see tomorrow, that would be a problem of Noilad. This is the end of Daf Mem Hei.